Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today, let's just take a quick look and reflect briefly on this very long first reading that we read today from the book of the prophet Daniel. In it, we are taught a very important lesson. God asks this innocent woman, Susanna, condemned unjustly, he asks her for a very big sacrifice. God asks her to be obedient to him, even at the cost of her very own life. He asks her to obey his holy law, to be faithful to his will, even to the point of paying for it with her very own life. Susanna cries out, "I am completely trapped. If I yield, it will be my death. If I refuse, I cannot escape your power." And she says, enlightened by the Holy Spirit, "Yet it is better for me to fall into your power without guilt than to sin before the Lord. It is better for me to fall into your power, into the power of men, into the unjust persecuting power of men without guilt than to sin before the Lord." And this trust of Susanna teaches us to trust as well, to trust unlimitedly in our Lord, because in the end, it all boils down to this, that there's only one evil in life, really, only one. And it's an evil that God will never allow us, God will never allow to happen to us unless we allow it to happen to ourselves, and that is sin. There's only one evil in life that we should be afraid of, and that is separation from God. And God will never allow that to happen. He will not ever allow that to happen unless we allow it to happen, unless we freely choose to separate ourselves from him. And this is a good thing to remember in the year of mercy, to fill us with trust in God. That in the year of mercy, God doesn't give us a break, so to speak, from the commandments, like some people would like to think. It's not a year when God says, okay, don't worry about the commandments, take a rest. It's not a break from having to love God with all our heart and all our soul and all our strength and all our being, and to love God above all things, because God loves us too much for that. He wants to be loved by us in return. It's not a break from the will of God. Rather, it's grace and strength, and all the grace and strength that we need to be faithful in everything to the will of God, and to love him above all things, and to trust him, and to not wimp out at the sacrifice that he might ask us. So let's, too, revive our faith and our trust in God's mercy in this year of mercy, and especially with the approaching novena of the Divine Mercy, which this year, starting on Good Friday and ending on Divine Mercy Sunday, week after Easter, will be especially rich in grace. If we only wish to receive that grace, if we only wish to ask for that grace, what grace? To say with Susanna and to realize with Susanna, it is better for us to fall into the power of men, it is better to us to undergo all possible evils and sufferings in this life, rather than to sin before our Lord, rather than to be separated from him, which is the one evil he will not allow to happen to us unless we freely choose to allow it to happen. Praised be Jesus and Mary.